Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right. Great to have you with us. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Kevin, one final day driving a Kia Sorento.
You know, that would have been the proper vehicle to bring to State College last night through the blinding snow squalls and the couple of inches that just piled up on the roads in no time, because the 2016 redesigned Kia Sorento not only would have given us a great smooth ride on the dry pavement, but once that pavement became snow, all-wheel drive would have kicked in and we would have had no problems driving all the way to the BJC and back. Check out the 2016 Kia Sorento with all-wheel drive, available in the 2.0 turbo four-cylinder that gives you more power and makes you stop at the gas station a little bit less. And also check out the 5,000 pounds towing capacity available with the 2016 Sorento V6 all-wheel drive. That's right, the 2016 Kia Sorento, available now at Sunbury Motors. And you'll find the Kia dealership on routes 11 of 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And you'll find that particular vehicle there tomorrow afternoon as well as all weekend. You can see more details about it with my Facebook page and if you follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Herr.
There you go. It's Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Daytona 500 is this weekend.
Tonight's the Twin 125s, or whatever their sponsor name event is called this year.
That's the only buildup you'll give it, really?
Well, I mean, it's hard to, you know, I did not see a ton of qualifying, and I thought qualifying is really hard to determine anything with the way they did it this year, which was, and the more fans I talked to, the more NASCAR fans I talked to, the more that we all agree that it was not the best way to determine the starting line or the starting two spots was knockout qualifying. Now you have to do it in two laps.
How would you do it?
Average two laps, or even the best of two laps. I'd be okay with that too. But to sit everybody out there and have knockout qualifying on an oval just doesn't make any sense, because then you need to find a drafting partner, because that makes you go faster. And then the guy behind that's the drafting partner is going to say, well, wait a minute, I want to lead for a little bit to see if I can beat your time. It just, that just didn't make any sense to me whatsoever. So just go out there, run a couple of laps, take either the best time of the two laps or average the two, and then that's how you determine the top two spots. And then you go out there for the Budweiser duels here later on and figure out the rest of the starting lineup. Knockout qualifying only works on road courses and street courses. It doesn't work on ovals and speedways.
Neato. Okay. 800-795-9565.
It's just my opinion. I could be wrong, to quote Dennis Miller.
You ever meet Dennis?
I did not. Big fan, though.
Absolute riot. Well, he's a huge Jack Ham fan. Huge Jack Ham fan. Yeah, in fact, because he grew up in the Pittsburgh area, lived in the Pittsburgh area. The Steelers were great. He's a huge Steelers fan. And I've interviewed him a couple times on the phone. And I also introduced him at the Jordan Center once when he came in here. He's trying a new routine. Present him with a Penn State football jersey. You know, sort of a faux jersey, because his name at that time was on the back of the jersey. He now fits in with everybody else here with their names on the back. But, yeah. So, great guy. I mean, really great guy. Liked him a lot. Loves football. Loves football.
What time are the one? No, I'm trying to find out what time the 125 start tonight.
Nobody cares.
Oh, I don't think that's true. 150. Sorry, I forgot they're 150s now.
You don't even know how long the race is.
Well, it used to be the Gatorade Twin 125s, and it used to be like now, but they got smart and they decided to run them at night. I think this is going to be, well, these will be an interesting 150-mile races, because if you look back at the Unlimited from Saturday night, the Unlimited was like an accident fest.
Right now, I can see Drew Kelly just rolling his eyes. Go ahead. Keep going. Go ahead. Now, the Daytona 500, huge, gigantic event.
I agree.
Gigantic event, okay? Hey, this to me is more like Creighton playing Temple. All right.
Wait, Ron says he knows what the time is. Ron, what time is it tonight?
First heat, 7 o'clock. Second one's at 8:30.
Oh, this is perfect. This is absolutely perfect for me because I don't have to stay up late and I can get home at a comfortable time. See, NASCAR likes me, Ron.
Junior. Jeff Gordon leads the first race and the 48 leads the second race.
Johnson's got the second race because he's in the 2 slot right now.
That's it. But anyhow, 7 and 8:30.
All right. My DVR doesn't need to roll. I'll watch this one live.
Fox Network.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ron. Reason to live. All right.
Everything is good in the world again. But if you base it, like I said, if you base it on the Unlimited, which was a crash fest again, and the tight racing that was there, these could be some entertaining 150 races. But the one thing you have to remember in the Unlimited,
this counts toward what?
It counts toward where you start on Sunday.
There. Okay.
It counts to where you'll start on Sunday. So you have to. It's the only race you literally have to race into.
So if it is a 20-mile race. On Sunday. Is Sunday a 20-mile race?
Sunday's 500.
Oh. So in other words, you know what? I took that hook, line, and sinker. So you got two and a half hours to work your way through here.
I am a perch under the ice. I just took that hook, line, and sinker.
It doesn't matter where you start.
Yes, it does.
It matters. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Okay. You do not want to start in the back of the pack in this race because of the way this race has a tendency to accident.
Yes, absolutely, because there's going to be 10 cars wiped out here and 10 over there, and suddenly you're sitting in 14th place. All right, so there you go.
Doesn't work that way. Does not work that way. You do not want to be in the back.
Really?
To start this race. Really? Now, if you get back to the middle of the race, if you end up back there, you can work your way through. But you don't want to be back in the start, because that's when a mess is going to happen, and you don't want to be in it. How often do you see the front 10 get into a mess? Not as much as the back 20.
Depends on where you are at a particular time, if you're passing traffic.
Well, see, that's why I think tonight's 150s will be really entertaining. Because they had a lot of close three-wide racing on Saturday. Now, granted, those are cars they're not going to run in the 500, so they're not worried about it if they do wreck those. But it was some entertaining racing to watch, and it'd be interesting to see if you have that close door handle racing tonight.
Okay. Should be terrific.
You have nothing else to watch. You can watch it tonight.
Yeah, Maryland, Nebraska on tonight. Utah, Oregon State, Arizona, USC, Gonzaga. I'm naked to watch Gonzaga. They play at 11 tonight.
Well, there you go. Watch Gonzaga. You'll be fine.
You know, that's tonight.
First duel at 7:22.
Columbus and the Penguins are playing. Buffalo Flyers. Yeah. Let's see.
Might watch the Sixers just to see who's actually playing for the Sixers today.
They're not playing tonight.
Oh, darn.
Dallas is playing at Oklahoma City. There's only two games. San Antonio's at the Clippers. And I'm sure there's something on the NFL Combine which will outrate the race.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
NFL versus meaningless NASCAR moment.
You know, you can say what you want. This is not a meaningless NASCAR moment. I think the numbers for this race are going to be very, very good.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be off the charts.
Do you know one of the best? Yes, it's on Fox.
Is it on regular Fox tonight?
I think it's on one.
Or dun 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 dun.
I'm not 100% sure about that.
Jim Delaney from the Big Ten is taking a long, hard look at the Big East on Fox Sports One. A long, hard look, because the ratings for the Big East on Fox Sports One, not good.
It is on Fox
now. They're
Sports
hoping. Dun 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 dun. If it was on ESPN, ESPN tonight, maybe.
This is the only time of year where people will actually go, where exactly is Fox Sport One on my cable system, on my satellite, or on my whatever?
Dun 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 dun.
This is like you know what? Because this is like you watching the NCAA tournament on True TV. This may be the only time that somebody actually turns on Fox Sports One. And I believe you said that to me a few years ago. I didn't even know where True TV was.
I didn't.
I had to look it up.
But these, except for the maybe some excitement that they're racing, it doesn't mean anything.
I don't agree with you. I mean,
the race doesn't count.
But this is the one that sets you up for the entire five. This is the only chance you have to see how your car works in traffic, how your car works at full speed with a complete set of cars around you.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. Yeah.
This gets your. I mean, this is better than a practice session.
So this is really the equivalent of maybe being in, let's pick a city, Clearwater, and you give Cole Hamels the ball, and it's March.
Yeah, I'd watch that too, if I thought the Phillies were going to be competitive.
I mean, that's what tonight is. Tonight is exhibition baseball.
No. That was Saturday night. That was Saturday night's race. I would use as equivalent of exhibition baseball. This is more like early season baseball.
So this counts in the point standing.
Well, yeah, the guys that got the pole, the pole points counted, sure.
So. I thought Jeff Gordon already won the poll.
That's what I just said. It counted. And he could end up destroying his car and have to come out with a whole new car.
Well, it's the start of race season.
Happiness is you because I'm happy. I'm alone. If you feel like that's what you want to do. Here come bad news talking this and that.
We'll be back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915. That's a soundbite was from earlier this morning on Routes 11 and 15. So, and again, that was put out by the state police. All right. You hate me, don't you?
Oh, boy.
So tonight is the equivalent of an NFL preseason game.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Where we see who makes the team and who doesn't, but like nobody's ever going, yeah, okay, fine.
Well, I think it's a fair assessment. It would be like the third preseason game.
Third one.
Yeah. Where you see all the guys and players that you're going to see on opening day and in the first game, and also who's going to make it and who's not going to make it for that opening day.
Well, here are the headlines from ESPN on NASCAR.
Oh, brother. Well, they don't have it, so they're not going to talk about it. You know what they're talking about today? They're talking about the NBA nonstop because that's what they have. They're not worried about talking about this.
I'm talking about their specific NASCAR page.
Oh, okay.
You have to follow along here. All right? I waste a lot of time repeating myself.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
NASCAR switches up group qualifying formats. The first story. Official Lopez starter for Daytona. Danica wrecks in practice. Kurt Busch ordered to avoid contact with X.
Well, that's a story that has crossed over onto many different forums right now, not just racing.
Earnhardt and Hamlin fail inspections.
Yes, that was earlier this week. They have to go to the back of the field no matter what.
Well, then tonight doesn't matter. They'll still win.
I'll tell you what, Junior looked good. Junior looked good on Saturday.
Oh, but it's impossible now. He has to start at the back. You just told me that.
I didn't say it was. When did I say it was impossible? I never said impossible. You always twist my words.
I'm not twisting.
It's a good thing
words.
We have an archive that we podcast at SteveJonesShow.com.
No, find it. Play it back.
I can't right now. It's still recording.
Find it and play it back.
I said you don't want to be in the back of the pack. I didn't say you couldn't win.
Yes, you did. You can't win back there. Nobody ever wins.
I'll concede. I might have said you can't win from the back. I might have said that. But I did not say nobody ever wins from the back. But that's like saying you know you can't do that. It doesn't mean you really can't do that. It doesn't mean you literally can't. Why am I defending my life here anyway?
Because it's an entertaining part of the show. A slow day today. That's evidenced by the. If Duke was playing North Carolina in basketball tonight, you would really be on the outs. That game was spectacular last night. It's too bad you missed it.
Sounded good.
Unbelievable. High level. Yeah, you had to listen to Bob Harris on the way back last night. Bob's very good. But. So this non-race is tonight.
Yes, 7:22 is the start time of the first one.
It's like faux racing.
Faux racing?
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Oh. The top 15 drivers, not including the pole sitter, in each of the qualifying races will earn a spot in the 500. The next four spots go to the drivers based on qualifying speed. There are seven provisionals and six based on the owner's points from last year. One more if a past series champion doesn't make the final spot in the field. That's how they add one. I mean, it still doesn't... I mean, don't get me wrong. I still don't think this makes any sense the way they do qualifying. But at least it's an entertaining way to race your way into the field instead of just going around two laps.
And it's on Fox Sports 1.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
On the Uno, I guess you could call it.
My point earlier, Jim Delaney's taking a long look because obviously the Big Ten's going to be up in 2 years. What do you do? I think a lot of people felt that Fox Sports 1 was going to be tremendous leverage in negotiations. They're very concerned now about what, for example, the Big East is on Fox Sports 1. And it's not what they hoped it would be.
But he has his own network. Why should that be a problem? I mean, I know Fox owns it, but you have the Big Ten network. Why would you want anything other than your own network?
Well, of the... Each school gets about $7.5 million, let's say $7 million from the Big Ten Network. The other 19, 20 million comes from CBS, ESPN, and Fox, over-the-air Fox for the championship game. You cobble this together, we'll explain it.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, welcome. Great to have you with us. Exhibition racing coming up tonight.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
And Kevin is bagging a night where he could spend some time with his son to watch the race instead of spending time with his son.
I spent time with him last night.
Cat's in the cradle with a silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon.
That's good.
Daddy's coming home and I don't know when.
But racing's
but we'll get
on
then. Then, man. We're going to have a good time then. You didn't expect that one either, did
you? No, that was good. That was good.
So that's coming up tonight. What they're trying to do is they're trying to, obviously, in negotiations, you want to leverage, obviously, one against the other. You want bids.
You're talking about the Big Ten and Fox now.
Right. This is the topic you brought up before the break.
Okay.
And so you're trying to find out if Fox Sports 1, for example, is a viable alternative to what you're doing. Right now, the Big Ten has its packages as follows. They obviously have the Big Ten Network, but that pays about a quarter. That's about a quarter for each school in that neighborhood, about a quarter. You have ESPN, which takes Big Ten football and Big Ten men's basketball and a little bit of the Big Ten tournament. You have CBS, which does Big Ten men's basketball on Sundays and also takes the semifinals and the finals of the Big Ten tournament. And you have Fox, over-the-air Fox, which does the Big Ten football championship game. So when you cobble all of that together between the basketball and the football coverage, you end up with each school, I think it's this year, getting $28 million. This is last year they got $28 million. This upcoming year they scheduled for $30 million per school, and in 2016 they're scheduled for $34 million per school. And that's how it comes about. ESPN packages, which include ESPN, ESPN2, and ESPNU. CBS, which has a limited package, but still does Sunday Big Ten basketball and the semifinals and the finals of the Big Ten tournament, which does command some cash.
But CBS is just basketball, right?
Just basketball.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
And over the air, Fox is just the Big Ten championship
game. Just the Big Ten championship.
And ESPN is... And ESPN2, ESPNU have everything else, as does the Big Ten Network. So that's how you get to the number. So now you're trying to find out in your cable package whether Fox Sports 1 is a viable alternative. And the Big East is not cranking it out right now at Fox Sports 1. Now, Fox Sports 1 is going to argue, hey, look, now this is the Big East. You're talking about Villanova, Georgetown, St. John's, Marquette, DePaul. You know, the Big East lost a lot. No Syracuse, no UConn, no Pitt. Okay. And they'll argue that, look at the brands you bring to the table. you know, you'll bring to the table on Fox Sports 1, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Nebraska, Indiana in basketball, Purdue in basketball, Wisconsin football and basketball. And you'll bring all of that to the table, the brand name of those schools, which will increase, quote, our profile, but also at the same time, people will still find you. Okay, that's an interesting argument, which they would attempt to back up with dollars. Because what Fox Sports 1 needs now is a signature property. They need a signature property. The NHL's already on NBC Sportsnet. That's their signature property. The NBA is on ESPN and TNT. Works out well. We all know what the NFL does. The NFL's on Fox, Sunday night NBC, Monday night ESPN. They're on CBS. They're on everybody. I mean, everybody has a slice of the NFL television package. And Major League Baseball is on Fox and also on Fox Sports 1. They have the Saturday game of the week on Fox Sports 1. And Fox Sports 1 right now has the Big East in basketball, the Pac-12 in basketball, which also has another package, by the way, with ESPN. And they have... What else do they have in basketball? I think they have the Missouri Valley Conference.
You're missing two things, though, on Fox, though, that they have.
And I'm not done yet.
Oh, sorry.
And they've got baseball. I'm talking about Fox Sports 1. I'm talking about Fox Sports 1.
No, so am I.
Yeah, and they've got baseball, the Big East. They have some football. They have a Pac-12 package in football, a Big 12 package in football, and then, of course, they have some, obviously, some auto racing.
They have Formula One, and they have UFC.
But, well, UFC is more popular than Formula One.
Agreed.
Now, how long that stays popular, I don't know. I don't know if it's a fad. I don't know. I know that was interesting. I thought Fox did a brilliant job of promoting the Colin McGregor kid. I mean, where I guess the rating on that, when they finally aired it, I think it was after the Seahawks-Packers game. It was that night. I guess the rating on it was really good. When he fought. Now, I don't know if he's ever fought again. I have no clue. But that was a big deal when he did. Tonight's two races or whatever, the exhibition season tonight.
Duels.
Is not going to, won't even come close to that rating. I think he got like a 1.7. I don't think tonight they'll get more than a 1. In fact, my guess is it'll probably be like a 0.7, 0.8.
No, I think it's going to be a full 2.
What?
I think it's going to be higher than you think it's going to be.
I think it's going to be under a 1.
If it were... If this were the same situation in July, I would completely agree with you. But it's February.
No,
it's freezing. No. What else is on tonight?
Yeah, but that's not my point. My point is, if this were on ESPN, I'll bet they'd get between 1.5 and 2.
You're saying that the difference is Fox Sports is harder to find than ESPN.
I think by being on Fox Sports 1, I don't think they'll crack a 1 because I don't think people know where it is. I mean, I don't. You know, in other words, part of what happens. Okay, take for example. You notice at the bottom of every hour, on our station, we have the news, and after the news, commercials. And what's the last thing we play before we go back into the show?
Promo for Mark Lawrence,
right? Who's telling you what's coming up tomorrow and on the mark? With the idea that when you listen to Kevin and me, you're going to keep the radio on 1070. And you'll listen to the news block coming up at 5 or tomorrow night, for example. Kevin has Shikellamy and Shimokin in playoff basketball. And then you're going to have it on tomorrow morning when you listen to Mark. And when you listen to Mark, you'll hear me do a promo for what we have coming up on tomorrow's show. tomorrow you'll hear me talk about being in Chicago and having Tony Knapp on the show. You know, and then something maybe about Daytona. And Daytona's a huge, huge event. Huge event. To me, it's a signature event. It's something you got to watch. Tonight isn't. You got to really be a race junkie to watch tonight, which is fine because, believe me, it's the fanatics, the race junkies, the baseball junkies, the hockey junkies, and so forth. That's the group that's always there. They're going to watch no matter what. They're always going to watch. Now, for me, somebody, I enjoy racing, but I'll watch the Daytona 500. No question. I would think of the 500 miles on Sunday, I'll watch 300 of it. You know, there may be a point where I got to go out, come back, you know. You know, and even when I go out and come back, I'll listen to it on the radio. So that's a huge event. There are certain huge events during the course of the year. Wimbledon, U.S. Open, Masters, U.S. Open, British Open, Daytona, Indy. You know, to go on top of what happens in the year-round sports. Or, you know, the big seasonal sports. I mean, I think college football, college basketball, the NFL, NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball have their own seasons. But then the other sports have their signature events, which I just talked about, where, to me, they're must-see television. It's must-see to watch the Wimbledon final. It's must-see to watch the Daytona 500 if you're a general deep sports fan. It's must-see to watch the Masters. And I think, you know, and that's what the Daytona 500 is. It's must-see to watch the Indy 500, no question. The problem that those sports have is getting you hooked into, hey, they're running at Bristol this week. Hey, everybody, come on out. Yeah? IndyCar's at Fontana. Okay. Watch it on TV.
No, I don't think so.
They're going back to Indianapolis next year, right?
Yeah.
You do know there's two races in Indianapolis, right?
Dude, again, to the general public, there's one.
That's why I said that. No, I was making a joke, but I did that on purpose.
Yeah, to the general public, there's one. And to the general public, there's the Daytona 500. And I'll bet the Daytona 500 gets anywhere between a 7 and a 10 rating on Sunday, which will be really, really good.
And by the way, as a public service, you can watch tonight's duels on Fox Sports 1 on Service Electric Cable Vision 536 in high definition. And surround sound,
sponsored by the way. This message is sponsored by Service
Electric Cable Vision. That's right. And it's in surround sound, so when they say crank it up, you can vibrate the windows.
Okay, it's going to be 5 below 0 tonight. Why do you want to vibrate the windows and break them?
Well, that is the negative side of crank it up in the surround sound, is worrying about the vibration cracking your foundation because it's frozen, or the windows. I say it's worth it.
I don't think you should bag your kid. We'll come back with more in a moment.
Spent time with him last night. He's good.
Yeah, when I saw him, he didn't look that happy.
It's every time you see him. What are you talking about?
Let's go back and get more dogs, Dad.
Dollar dog night. That's all he was worried about.
This dollar dog night is the greatest thing going. I love it. Yeah. Oh, God. We'll come back, wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. And said, I'm going to be like him. Yeah, you know I'm going to be like him.
Kevin.
Yes.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a day where I feel that, but right now the only thing I'm really feeling is,
let's go racing, boys. Let's go racing, boys.
Sorry.
You know what's really interesting? The New York Post, the New York Post put in an article about the viewing habits of millennials. And, of course, they love their smartphones, their tablets, smartwatches, devices, and they do without TV very often. The New York Post reports that TV usage among 18 to 34-year-olds has fallen by an average of 4% every year since 2012. Between September 2014 and January 2015, the rate fell drastically to 10.6%. The number is alarming networks which crave younger viewers. This season's steep slide means that there are almost 20% fewer young adults watching their TV sets in prime time than 4 years ago. In 2011, 21.7 million young adults turned into their to their TV sets. By the end of last month, that figure had fallen to 17.8 million. Adding insult to injury, the median age of the TV audience hit 50 this year. That's older than the 18 to 49 audience that network executives have banked on for decades. It's a seismic shift because it's an $80 billion TV ad market. Millennials are not ignoring TV shows. They're turning to streaming services such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, and HBO Go to watch. But networks want to find ways to measure viewership on these services in addition to measuring TV viewership. So what about sports? Live sports viewing has been able to buck the lower numbers in the past. The NFL did see lower viewership for the 2014 Sunday afternoon games on Fox and CBS. They saw lower ratings on Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football, but thanks to a new partner on Thursday Night Football, saw record ratings for that package, which you would expect. It's over the air on Thursday night, as opposed to the NFL Network. While the NFL is mostly dependent on broadcast television to distribute its game, it's looking for ways to bring games to those who have cut the cord. They're already exploring a way to produce at least one regular season game over the top. Baseball skewing older, attempting to bring younger generation to the fold. Struggling. PGA Tour is creating an online network in hopes of hooking millennials and bringing younger fans into the fold. Traditional models that have worked for the TV network since the 70s into the 21st century may not work down the line. ESPN has joined Dish Network's over-the-top Sling TV service, and a number of sports networks have signed on as well. Sony is courting ESPN for its online service and has managed to bring several networks, including Fox Sports 1 and NBC Sportsnet, on board. Consumption habits have changed. All the major networks have online apps and stream live events. The next step is whether we'll see CBS, Fox, and NBC join ESPN in going over the top, possibly taking HBO's direction and selling programming directly to millennials without requiring a cable subscription. Both MLS and the NBA will have an over-the-top package of games sold through ESPN in the next couple of years in hopes of reaching millennials. As viewers use their smartphones, tablets, and maybe their smart watches instead of their TVs to consume sports, we'll see if the networks can keep up with technology or will be left behind trying to play catch-up.
This is why I was so surprised when the NFL did not use Google and YouTube as a way to distribute the National Football League games, not just highlights. You know what? My son's going to be 16 here next week. Do you know what he says to me? I said, what are you doing on your phone or on your tablet? He said, I'm watching YouTube.
Who are you?
Well, that too. But he says, I'm watching YouTube. I said, what do you watch on YouTube? He goes, Dad, it's like my TV. That's the way he views it. And that's the way a lot of kids his age do view it. That's their version of TV.
And that is an excellent point to end today's show on. Because what your son is doing is exactly what a lot of young people are doing. That is their TV. And so while I really don't consider watching any event on a smartphone or a smartwatch or whatever, it's just not me. And I have trouble with the smaller screen anyway. At my age, that 50-inch screen, I'm like,
we've been waiting all their lives for this screen.
All my lives for this, and now you want a smaller screen? But I can see why people would want to on their iPad or on their tablet watching events.